With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel's prime minister says last-minute issues are delaying the completion of a ceasefire agreement between Israel, Hamas in Gaza.
Without giving details, Netanyahu's office has accused Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement in an attempt to gain further concessions. Israeli government spokesman David Mercer.
This deal cannot be brought to Israel's cabinet to vote on until it is finalized.
It was not yet clear if Netanyahu's statements reflected jockeying to keep his fractious coalition together or whether the deal was at risk. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Florida's governor announcing his choice to replace Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio in the U.S. Senate seat.
Ron DeSantis has announced that the state's Attorney General Ashley Moody will become the second woman to represent Florida in the upper chamber. She was first elected to her post in 2018 after prior work as a federal prosecutor. She also served as a circuit judge in Hillsborough County, home to Tampa. Speaking at the announcement in Orlando, Moody said, quote, I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation and fight for President Trump to deliver the America First agenda on day one, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Blue Origin launching its massive new rocket on a test flight. Its first test flight, the 320-foot New Glenn rocket, is designed to haul spacecraft and eventually astronauts to orbit and also to the moon. Blue Origin next launch this spring. Bob Uecker, the voice of his hometown Milwaukee Brewers, who, after a short playing career, earned the moniker Mr. Baseball and honors from the Hall of Fame, has died. He was 90. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 6 points, the S&P 500 up 2. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in South Dakota consider the Ten Commandments.
A bill that would require schools to post the Decalogue is being taken up this session. It is similar to one that passed in Louisiana and is presently being tied up in court. Republican State Senator John Carley is the sponsor, and he tells Dakota News Now, quote, we need to illustrate our history, and the Ten Commandments certainly were a part of the founding of our country. Several other states are also considering measures that would introduce the commandments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit filed to challenge a new Alabama law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at universities. The plaintiffs claim that the statute places restrictions on educators' speech in classroom lessons. The Alabama measure, which took effect last fall, part of a wave of proposals from Republican lawmakers across the country that are taking aim at programs promoting the LGBT lifestyle and other left-wing causes in the schools. This is SRN News. Virginia's statewide officials calling on state lawmakers to protect women's sports. They unveiled legislation to require students in schools and colleges to play only on sports teams that are consistent with their biological sex and not transgender identity. More from Anne Marie Morgan.
Attorney General Jason Mayores said it's unfair when biological males compete against women. He said, trust the science.
Males who've undergone puberty have an undeniable athletic advantage. They jump 25% higher than females and throw about 25% further. Males run approximately 11% faster and accelerate 20% faster. They punch 30 to 162% harder. They are approximately 30% stronger than females of equivalent stature and mass.
He also described real-life injuries in such cases. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.